And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, and it is our pleasure to spend the last few minutes of the show today, and we get a visit with Briley Thompson, and she is getting ready to be crowned Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Briley, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me this morning. I'm really excited to be here.
I was kidding you before we went on that, and I was taking a picture that we can post. We're posting on our website along with the interview here today about how much you have to smile, and you're saying sometimes that could be difficult to you like parades, right?
Right, yeah, parades.
Yeah, to hold it, that smile.
Yeah, it definitely gets a little tiring, but you just get used to it because it's all worth it.
You've trained your smiling muscles well,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, that's for sure.
So we got an event coming up, and it's a big one because this is kind of your big fundraiser going in when you get crowned going into next year to be Miss Rodeo Nebraska and do a lot of traveling, huh? So tell us about what's coming up on January 3rd.
Yeah, so January 3rd is my official coronation, and that serves as my fundraiser for the year. So as Miss Rodeo Nebraska, I'm expected to travel about 50,000 miles across the country.
I can't imagine what that would be like. Wow.
Yeah, 50, I'm 000. So excited. And so this night is kind of kickstarts my year, and all the money goes directly towards my travel expenses to get me up and down the road as far as gas and hotel expenses and food and whatnot.
So it is very important we invite people to make it out on January 3rd, which is just basically 2 weeks from this Saturday, or 1 week from Saturday, well, 2 weeks from this past Saturday.
Right.
It's hard to
correct.
Believe. I mean, that's just
it's
snap.
Coming very fast.
Snap. You've been planning this for a while, I'm guessing, then, huh?
Yeah, I was crowned as Lady in Waiting about 7 months ago in June. So yep. Been a lot of planning, and I can't believe it's only about a week away.
Uh-huh. At that time, it feels unreal, probably for many aspects too, because it was something you aspired to. But it probably won't completely set in until you get the crown on your head, but you've been thinking about it a lot more, and you know it's going to take place, so that excitement has to be ramping up for
you.
Oh,
exactly. I feel like I've been planning my coronation since I was a little girl, and now that it's actually here, it just doesn't quite feel real yet.
So January 3rd is the event. Venue 304 is the place where you're holding this, just around the corner, 304 East 5th Street. And it starts with a social hour and silent auction at 5 o'clock. Do you know some of the items that people can bid on?
Yes, I have so many items. As far as the live auction and silent auction, I have a variety, but there's going to be an assortment of Husker volleyball tickets, cow hides.
Those will be popular.
I have a really cool alligator skin that I'm excited for people to bid on. Okay. Different gift cards and purses on the silent auction. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Good. So they'll be able to do that in the first. Now, will that silent auction continue throughout the whole evening?
Throughout the evening, yes.
Okay, until you actually shut things down. So they'll be able to do that, and then you'll have a nice dinner, and the crowning will take place, I'm guessing, what, right after the dinner?
After the meal, yep.
6:30 is the dinner, and then the crowning takes place. And then you have a live auction with live music to cap it off, live music. Not during the auction, after the auction. I want to make that straight, too. Starting at 7:30 is a live auction, and I'm sure you have lots of good stuff for that, too.
Yes, huh? Yes, lots of good stuff. The volleyball tickets will be on the live auction. I have an Airbnb stay in Ogallala that's just about 2 miles from the new casino. So definitely just a variety for people to go do things with their family.
All right, so come on out, and the tickets, do you, have you already sold a good share of tickets on this?
Yes, I just checked in on my tickets about a couple days ago, and I would say I'm about halfway to capacity at Venue 304, so definitely the sooner you can buy your tickets, the better.
So how many left then, do you
think? I would say I probably have 150 tickets left.
Okay. So you're anticipating 300.
I am,
basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay, that'd be great. It's $40 for adults and children 4 through 6, $20, 3 and under get in for free. And to purchase tickets, who they need to contact?
They need to contact Sherry Slichtmeyer. The Miss Rodeo Nebraska page actually has a Venmo account, and that's one of the easiest ways you can purchase your tickets. For if you want to purchase multiple tickets at a time. Or you can go to the Miss Rodeo Nebraska Facebook page or Instagram page, and we have Sherry's contact information if you were to want to mail her a check.
Okay. And here on the nice invitation card that you gave me, 308-289-4033. That would be a number to call to purchase tickets. Sherry's email is Sherry, spelled S-H-A-R-I, Slick, S-L-I-C-K, at gmail.com. And as you said, they can go to your Facebook page, Miss Rodeo Nebraska.
Yes.
And and did you mention a website as well?
There's not a website. There's a Facebook page and an Instagram page that they can follow.
An Instagram page.
Yes.
All right. Are you enjoying this? Are you just...
I'm soaking it all in before. Yeah. I'm just busy all the time, but I'm just really excited. I feel like I've been planning my trips of where I'm going in January, and I just can't wait to get on the road and start traveling.
So where are some of your first trips going to take place?
Yep, my very first trip is Miss Rodeo Nebraska is going to be the Denver Stock Show. I'm there for about 5 days, and then after that, I drive up to Steamboat, Colorado, and I'm going to the Cowboy Downhill, so I'll go skiing. And then when I get home from Steamboat, I'll be home for a couple days, and then I fly to Dallas for the Dallas Market. And then when I get home from Dallas, it's the end of January, and I will be getting ready to pack for Rapid City, for the Rapid City Stock Show and Rodeo. So I will just be kind of all over the place.
Do you just contact these folks around the country then and just say hi and state who you are and just say I'd like to come? And
if there's things that I want to seek out and go to, yes, but usually they invite the state queens. So I got to meet all the girls I will travel with just this past month in Las Vegas, and we actually get invites to these events. So like Denver, I had to put in an application and kind of get those connections and to get invited to that.
Wow. Can't imagine that. How was the Vegas experience?
It was fun. 10 days in Las Vegas is a really long time, but I had a great time meeting the other girls and cheering on our current Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Mm-hmm. She represented us so well. So it was just good to get out there and experience that.
And now it's about time for to be crowned and take over, and this year will be so fast for you. I'm sure you're looking forward to it, but it's going to be a whirlwind. But you're going to pack a lot into 365 days. I know.
I'm definitely going to try to take in every moment.
All right. Well, Briley Thompson's been our guest to finish out Mugs on this Monday, and again, her big fundraiser of the year coming up January 3rd at Venue 304, and you can just go to the Miss Rodeo Nebraska Facebook page and get your tickets there. Call Sherry Slick-DeMeyer, 289-4033, or email sherryslick@gmail.com. Briley, thanks so much. Best of luck, and we'll try to squeeze you in sometime next year when you have an off day or something, okay?
That sounds great. Kay? Thanks so much for having me today.
Take care.